This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 6th. I'm Paul Plack. Piper Aircraft says Chief Executive Kevin Gould will assume the company's presidency effective December 1st when current President John Becker leaves. Piper also named three new VPs and a new senior director. The General Aviation Manufacturers Association reports that in the first three quarters of 2009, total GA airplane shipments fell 46.8% from the same period last year. At AOPA Summit's Airport Fest at Peter O. Knight Airport in Tampa, a.k.a. the static display, Premier Aircraft Sales yesterday announced the launch of the Diamond DA40 XLS Premier Edition with new personal luxury touches. Garmin has announced a rebate program worth up to $7,000 on a variety of its panel mount avionics. Forward Vision Systems and OneSky Aviation have announced an STC for installation of Forward Vision's Enhanced Vision System on the Robinson R-44 piston helicopter. Avadyne opened AOPA Summit with the introduction of its new EX600 multifunction display with map panning. A contract agreement reached after 3 years of talks between Southwest Airlines and its pilots union has been approved by the rank and file. That Canadian student pilot who stole a Cessna 172 back in April and took a nighttime joyride across the U.S. border will spend 2 years in prison. Whoopi Goldberg says her fear of flying was cured by a new iPhone app from Virgin Atlantic. And the British royal family's new helicopter is a Sikorsky. What a surprise! Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, snippets from general aviation leaders from the One Voice opening session yesterday at AOPA Summit. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.